The Reno Police Department is changing the way it is responding to victims. Our reporter Stephanie Serrano got a firsthand look at some of the differences.
Within the last year, the city invested close to $100,000 to remodel the front desk of the Reno Police Department. This may sound like a cosmetic adjustment, but historically, people would make their reports through a plexiglass window in front of whoever was in the lobby, no matter the case.
The room that you're sitting in right now, we designed these to be victim report-taking rooms so they don't feel like they're in this intimidating, authoritative environment. So they're very private, so they have confidence and they're not out there telling their story in front of a bunch of witnesses in the lobby so that when somebody comes in and is reporting something they're fearful of, we bring them back here.
That's Lori Freilich, manager of the Victim Service Unit at the Reno Police Department. When you walk into the rooms, they're decorated with home decor and filled with warm colors. Aside from the rooms, the department has also installed Voyance, a translation system with more than 100 languages run by certified interpreters.
In fact, our sergeants all have it downloaded on their department iPhones so they can use it out in the field. So at any time, if an officer is struggling communicating with an individual, they can right then and there access it from the sergeant's phone day or night 24/7.
Moving forward into the new year, the department is now, for the first time, hosting non-English speaking victim focus groups, where they can ask the victims how they felt they were treated throughout the reporting process to find out what worked and what did not. Marisol Perez is a bilingual victims advocate for the department.
We just want people to know that we're here to provide a service to our community, and we want to be transparent in the services that we're providing. And so we want people to know that no matter what the doubt is or the concern, that we want to make sure we can bring clarification to them in that moment of need.
Perez and Freilich both say that the goal of these changes is to help more victims feel comfortable to come forward. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano with Noticiero Móvil.
Stephanie Serrano is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism, which operates Noticiero Móvil, a multimedia bilingual news outlet.